Mississippi, then it's ears down flat, long before you take this cowboy's hat.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning. 251-343-0106. That's the text line. That's how you get in touch with the program. Joey Clark coming up in about an hour. And in that third hour, Jerry Lathan, his new book coming, forthcoming book, You Will Be Peter. We'll talk to him about that. Jerry and I ought to cross paths with each other at the Auburn games. Home games, at least. So got to know him well, but I'm looking forward to this discussion in the 11 o'clock hour. Joining us now, getting to know her really well. She's running for Congress on the Republican ticket in CD2. Always a pleasure. Caroline Dobson on with us. Caroline, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great, Jeff. How are you?
we're almost there, you know, week and a half. How you feeling?
That's right. No, we have tremendous momentum and ink. And as I've mentioned before, I'm just so grateful for all the folks that have stepped forward and shared their time, have volunteered, and we're gonna run through the tape. We've got to win this race. It's so important, not just for the future of South Alabama, not just for the future of Mobile, but for the future of the entire country. It's highly possible that we lose the House if we don't win this race. And so certainly I am feeling the pressure, but I'm so grateful for everyone who has walked alongside me, run alongside me in this race. And again, you know, in every conversation that I have with constituents throughout this district, regardless of what party they call themselves, they are tired of what we've seen the past 3.5 years. They want safer communities. They want more opportunities for their kids. They want inflation to finally come down. And they just want relief. And that's what I'm running to do. I'm running to make life better for Alabama families.
Well, let's spend a little time on, you know, like why this seat is so important. It's a rare chance that Alabama has in a purple district, a swing district, if you will. And look, the ballots of Congress is, on the ballot, nationally. And this is one of those important races, but, just to kind of talk about that and the emphasis on your race.
Yes. Well, you know, I think it's so important that we get President Trump in the White House, that we flip the Senate. But you know, in Alabama, we'll play a role in getting President Trump back in the White House. I think it's pretty much a given that Alabama's electoral college votes are going to go to President Trump. We don't have a U.S. Senate race on the ballot this fall. But it's also so incredibly vital, that we not only maintain control of the House, but increase our majority so that we can undo some of the harm, that we've seen done in the past. You know, almost 4 years under the Biden-Harris figures administration. And, you know, you look at what Congress is tasked with, and you know, they set the budget. So when it comes to you know, the reckless government spending that has directly caused skyrocketing inflation, 25% increase in groceries over the past 4 years, almost 40% increase in energy costs over the past 4 years. You know, if we lose the House, we'll have Hakeem Jeffries, you know, wanting to continue, this rampant government spending, and we won't be able to get inflation under control. We won't be able to, you know, fully secure our border. We won't be able to ensure that the most sacred right of citizenship, the right to vote, is reserved for only American citizens. So there's some real kind of fundamental, pieces of legislation and we're really at a crossroads, and we have to have, again, not just a bare majority in the House, but we need to strengthen our majority so we can actually accomplish some results and deliver relief to the hardworking families in this district.
Well, and you know, getting people out to vote and kind of working the ground like you have been here in this last week and a half. I mean, what's it going to take? What do you need? If people are listening and they're like, hey, I need to pitch in here, or, you know, talk a little bit about strategy and how people can help.
Yes. No. Well, we have a Mobile headquarters at Pine Brook Shopping Center. We're open daily between 10 and 2 and can also, you know, meet you any other times as well. But my website is DobsonForCongress.com. Financial support is always appreciated. We have a lot of strong support in the state, but my opponent, a lot of his funding is coming. He's got a lot of California money and Massachusetts money and New York money coming in. About 97% of his PAC contributions have been from the greater D.C. area. He is the Washington pick for this race. You know, Super PACs have spent millions of dollars on him in this race thus far. So, you know, your dollars certainly help us in making sure that we get folks to the polls. If you're interested in phone banking or door knocking, we still have some of those opportunities available before Election Day. And also, if you're interested in poll greeting, that makes a huge difference when someone goes to the polls and sees a friendly face and hears, you know, their testimony on why they're voting for a certain candidate. That can make the difference between whether someone, you know, votes in this race at all, because there are a lot of folks that, you know, don't vote in down ballot races because they're not educated on those races. And, you know, it hasn't been the focus, especially in a presidential year when so much of the attention is at the top of the ballot. So if you're interested or willing to poll greet for a few hours on November 5th, we'd love to have you do that as well. And you can check it out at Dobson for Congress. There is a form that you can fill out with anyway, if you want a yard sign, if you want to help, if you need something, happy to be in contact with you.
And, you know, let's bring it into Mobile and on hometown issues and, you know, having sort of, there's a legacy here in Mobile of a certain brand of politician and what the focus is. You know, if you lose your race, I know Shamari Figures is from Mobile originally, but he seems to be a more of a Washington, D.C. guy. You know, it's no secret. He maintains a residence in Bethesda, Maryland. Talk about that, why it's important to have a more of a local presence.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just boots on the ground and the accessibility, although I think that's incredibly important in speaking with folks throughout the district, especially in rural areas. You know, folks don't feel heard. They don't know how to access their leaders and therefore feel this disconnect. And you look at, you know, our Constitution and the House of Representatives was created to be the voice of the individual citizen in Washington, D.C. And so it's so important that that person is in the community, is accessible, and is aware of the needs on the ground. Because, you know, sure, yeah, you know, the city lobbyists, the, you know, city leaders can convey those concerns to Washington, but are you going to hear from a local VFW about, you know, a group of veterans that have an issue that's not being addressed? Are you going to hear from, you know, a small public school principal who really has some needs when it comes to their school? So, you know, it's so important, and I'm committed to living in the district, to commuting to D.C., but win or lose on November 6th, my husband and I will be raising our daughters in District 2. Whereas win or lose, I have a feeling on November 6th that Shamari and his family are headed back to D.C. no matter what happens. And so it's incredibly important from the accessibility standpoint, but also from the value perspective. You know, I think we've seen time and time again where, you know, Shamari Figures is, you know, he's formed by Washington. He spent his entire adult career in Washington. So when it comes to, you know, an issue or a vote, that, you know, the interests of the people in the district are maybe not aligned with, you know, what the Washington, D.C. insiders, what the powerful lobbyists are wanting you to do, who are you going to pick? You know, for me, that's the people in this district. I don't have lobbyist friends. I don't owe anything to lobbyists. The vast majority of the money I've raised has been from individuals in this district. And I don't know anyone anything other than to be an advocate for my constituents in District 2. But someone who lives and works in D.C., whose wife lives and works in D.C., who has for the past 12 years, you have to wonder about who they're going to prioritize and push up the shove.
Joined by Carolyn Dobson. She's running for Congress in the 2nd Congressional District. Carolyn, this is something, and I was thinking about this the other day. Should you lose your race, and, you know, this will be the first time that the majority, the bulk of Mobile County will have a Democrat congressman since 1963 with Frank Boykin. I don't think people are maybe necessarily, you know, understand. I mean, that will be a big seismic shift in policy and your representation in Washington, D.C., won't it?
Oh, absolutely. And again, it comes also to the cohesiveness of the Alabama delegation itself. As the delegation is currently made up, we have, for the most part, a state delegation that is working hand in glove to ensure that we are bringing opportunities to Mobile, to South Alabama, and to the entire state. Working and advocating together for common sense policies that are pro-business, pro-America, ensuring that we can strengthen our economy and fight to ensure that our kids have opportunities. The port is an example. The inland expansions of the port, you know, as proposed, would go all the way to Huntsville and really provide this incredible synergy throughout the state that, of course, will benefit Mobile, but really, you know, as well benefit the entire state. And so it's so important that we don't have someone with a radical far left agenda who is going to be, putting a roadblock and trying to create opportunities for the state of Alabama as well as for this district.
Let's move on. Let's look at this national race, presidential race. Joe Biden and Donald Trump, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, it's been a long year. Let's talk
You're
about
telling me.
Kamala Harris and I, you know, you're watching what's going on nationally, and I think your race will have a lot to do with what goes on at the top of the ticket. I mean, the tailwinds are coming around for Republicans. Do you sense that in your race?
Oh, absolutely. And this is despite the mainstream media carrying water for Kamala Harris unlike we have ever seen. You know, I mean, certainly we've all been aware of the bias of the media for years, but they are really lifting and carrying her as much as they possibly can. And despite that, the people of Alabama's 2nd Congressional District, and I have to feel the people throughout this country are not buying it. They know that there is no there. There's no substance. There's no solutions. And of course there aren't, because she's been part of creating the problem. She was, despite the selective amnesia of the press, she is the border czar. She has, was directly responsible for opening our borders to, millions of non-citizens, to fentanyl, to criminals, and increased crime throughout our communities. And then her only proposed solutions for fixing our economy are to double down on reckless government spending, to implement communist style price controls. The media's bias is really insulting to the intelligence of everyday Americans who are fed up and who've had enough. And I think we're going to see that on November 5th.
Well, you think about some of these policies going on right now. It's a crazy time. It's United States. We're having to talk about, like, you know, the what is a woman or whatever. Now, your opponents aren't really wanting to get out in front of that, but you have, and we could hit on immigration, as you said, and the fentanyl trafficking, but I just think some of the social issue stuff is very important.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And with everything that's going on in the world, we shouldn't even be having to have the conversation about the biological reality of what constitutes manhood and womanhood. And yet, that is just a direct product of this radical far left ideology that is targeted towards our kids. And at the same time, they're, undertaking all of this really, really ludicrous fear-mongering. Like today, my opponent is apparently in Montgomery campaigning with a giant inflatable IUD. trying to stir up fears that, you know, if electing me, I'm going to do away with contraception, ignoring the fact that I'm a woman of childbearing years. I utilize various forms of contraceptives myself, and as part of my husband's and I family planning. And I'm, of course, I'm for, you know, increasing awareness of and access to contraceptives. I'm for increasing awareness of and access to IVF. But again, you see that the Democrats, because they have nothing to stand on, no solutions, they're engaging in fear mongering at this point, just to try to stir up as many votes as they can. But again, I think the commonsensical people of this district and the United States, see through that.
Well, it's just important to point out, like, this is, you know, the people in CD2 may have a tendency to vote Democrat, but they don't have a tendency to blur the lines with biology and God's law.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, exactly. No, and you see, again, this ideology particularly targeted at our children. And that's just evil, you know, and we've got to really win the battle in ensuring that our children can grow up safe and healthy, and that we're instilling in them, you know, the values of kindness and hard work and humility, and that we're also, you know, encouraging our children to appreciate the freedom that we have here in the United States, to understand that, you know, even though, you know, this country's never going to be on the same page politically, but America, even though it's not perfect, even though each and every one of us can work to make it more perfect each and every day, we still are the greatest force for good in this world. And democracy and a democratic republic is something that we need to be proud of and fight for. And we can be unified in that pride. But what I'm I think most frustrated at is that there's so many efforts to undermine the noble principles on which our country was founded and to divide our young people at incredibly early ages. And we have no hope of surviving as a country if we can't at least be unified in a sense of pride and a sense of working towards a more perfect union.
Caroline, once again, folks want to find out how to get more involved with your campaign. Just even find out more about you and your candidacy. How can they do so?
Yes, so you can check out DobsonForCongress.com. That's D-O-B as in Bravo, S-O-N-F-O-R, Congress.com. If you want a yard sign, if you want to check out some events that we're going to be having throughout the district over the next 12 days. Would love to have you at any or all of them. And then again, if you're interested in poll greeting, poll watching, door knocking, or phone banking, we'd love to have your help.
Caroline, thanks again. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, bye.
All right, let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show at FM Talk 106.5.